live music, spending time with our friends. These are things we don't take for granted anymore. On this special episode of The Roadcast, we team up with local artists Haley Johnson, Anna Gilbert, and the Margos at a remote location on the banks of the Columbia to enjoy Songs by the River and to reintroduce ourselves to the things we've missed. You'll get a chance to hear a song from the artists themselves, a quick interview where they talk about what it's like to perform again, and even a little story behind the songs that they'll sing. And don't worry, if you get a twinge of FOMO, there's another one coming. In the meantime, enjoy. So we're here, Songs by the River, with Haley Johnson. Thanks for joining us on The Roadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we couldn't be happier to be outside, to be hearing live music again, and next to this beautiful river.
It's not bad.
With good people. It's not bad. It's decent.
I mean, I've seen better, but no, this is actually top-notch river, the Columbia. It's looking real pretty.
I know. We got the mountain in the background. We got just good vibes all around. I think I'd love to hear just a little bit about, like, I mean, we're, like, not out of COVID, but we're just opening back up. And just as an artist and someone who's been performing for a while, what's it feel like? Have you sung yet? You know, is this your first gig? Or what's it been like, and to kind of have it roll open here?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple of these shows booked for months, you know, and then they just kind of came quickly approaching, and I felt like I was just, like, scrambling to get my life together, just, like, forgetting how much work it is to prepare for a gig, to prepare your set, to rehearse, all of that. But I think I'm getting back into the swing of things, but I had two shows last weekend, two in a row. They were both sold out, which was
awesome. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Where did you play?
I played at the Alberta Street Pub in North Portland, and then I went to Eel Hills Winery.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, both times I was lucky enough to have my band with me, I hadn't played with them in like over a year. So
that's crazy.
It was really, really nice.
That's super fun.
Yeah, but man, I tell you, I slept so hard that weekend. I was like, my whole body, everything was just like, that took a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Because I've just been doing not much this whole year. Not much at all.
So maybe we go back to like prior to, I know that just reading a little bit and listening to your music, that end of 2019, you were in Europe, had a Europe tour?
Yep. I had both end of 2019 and 2020.
Oh, and right there as well. So it was
right
was
before COVID.
Was COVID hitting while you were there? Or
COVID hit. I literally was in Italy 2 days before it hit Milan and the whole city shut down.
Oh, my
so
God.
I was still touring and like it was like following me.
You're like running from it.
Yeah.
Like on your tail.
Yeah, it was wild.
So then I also understand that you had the chance to record at Abbey Road.
I did, yeah.
I would love to hear. It's just such an iconic, unbelievable, like, storied, famous Titan. Thank you for joining us. The true star. But I'd just love to hear about what it was like. How did it come about? What happened? Like, what was it like?
Oh, man. So I just finished up my first tour in Europe.
Okay.
And I had booked some shows in London, and they got canceled. But I had already flown there. So I was there and get word that something happened and they weren't happening. And so my manager was there with me and he's like, okay, well, we're not going to waste this opportunity. We're going to figure something out. We're going to make this worth your while, worth your money, you know? And he's like, I got an idea. I'm like, okay, what possibly could you, what? Okay. And then a couple hours later, he's like, well, how do you feel about recording a live album in Abbey Road Studios? And I'm like, excuse me, sir? What?
Like, did you have any sense of it, or was it just like...
No, I mean...
Like, it was a total surprise.
It was a total surprise. I had no idea. Like, he just pulled that out of his sleeve.
That's amazing.
And got, like, really hustled to get me... I guess someone canceled last minute, actually.
Okay, okay.
So it was very serendipitous. Mm-hmm. And I had 5 hours. And I found out about this 2 days before I did it. So the next day... I'm, like, mentally preparing myself, right? We go out, we get fish and chips. We're in London. We're having a great time. That night, I get food poisoning.
Oh,
the worst food poisoning. I won't go into detail. But So yeah, I am just like heaving, and I'm like, well, how am I going to sing, make a record tomorrow?
Like, I mean, that's like a worst case scenario in like yeah. the history of the universe. It's yeah. not even like a.
Yeah. So, but I ended up being okay. Was okay the next day, and I sung my butt off. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, the whole album is totally live. So mm-hmm. we just set up my guitar and stomp box and foot tambourine, and I just. Was so rehearsed from the tour that yeah. I felt comfortable enough yeah. to do that. I was like, I can do this That's without cool. overthinking it too much. Yeah, but yeah.
Was there a moment like did you like conjure the magic? I think it's so hard because it's so storied. Is there like a, I don't know, like what did you think about when you were in the studio and like, or you just like get you're just like, hey, I gotta go. Like,
yeah, it was so surreal. But also it felt very normal at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Like
okay.
I recorded in Studio One, which is the biggest studio, the biggest studio in the world. I think they say that's where they record all the symphonies, all the Star okay. Wars, all the, you know, all that
cinematic
crazy stuff,
cinematic. Yeah.
And so that was the room available. So there's me, Tiny Haley, in the middle of this room. And
that's cool.
I felt inspired. I felt less nervous and more just like in awe and
yeah.
like comforted by the fact that, you know, this was such an honor and I needed to just appreciate it and make the most of it.
Oh, I love that.
And it was great.
That's so cool. What are you going to sing tonight?
Oh, man. It was kind of going to pull songs out of my hat as I went. Just
yeah.
kind of
it's kind of that night. I don't know. It just is like by the river, just whatever
yeah.
you're feeling.
I'm going to be singing songs, old and new, some stuff from my last album, Golden Days, that I released in 2019.
Okay.
And I've got a couple songs. I've been working on a record
okay.
this past
you've been
past
locked in a room and just
so that I told you I wasn't doing anything. I have been working on a full-length record and it's almost done. So I've been in the studio for 4 months.
Oh, what's that feel like? Of just have been like bottling it or just like was it just conceptual and started to flow like...
I mean, yeah, I've been writing these songs for probably since my last record
mm-hmm.
and just kind of compiling them. I wrote a lot throughout quarantine, surprisingly,
cool.
and just kind of started demoing out last summer with my
okay.
bandmate. And so getting an idea of what we wanted the sound to be. And then I found this producer that I really loved his vibe in Portland. And we just kind of did it. We're like, let's just make a record. Let's see
so
what happens.
Cool.
So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to be singing some stuff off of that.
I'm going to be singing some stuff off of that. And
can you pick one and kind of give us a little
yes.
like story?
I'm
or,
wondering,
and maybe
yeah.
even about like your process, but then also the story of the song I'd
sure.
like to know.
I was tempted to talk about one of the singles I'm going to put out, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil it. So I'm going to talk about
okay.
a B-side song.
That's fine. We'll take a deep cut.
We'll take a deep cut.
That's
yes.
fine.
Okay. Deep cuts don't get enough attention.
They don't.
They really don't.
And they're worthy of podcasts. You know, it's like we can. Anyways.
Yeah. And this is probably going to be the last song on the album, and it's literally the deepest cut, and it's the most different song on the album because this is a pretty produced album. Like
mm-hmm.
we got synths. We got crazy stuff going on. It's
yeah.
wild. It's wild. But this song is just me live on guitar, just
yeah.
like Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah.
And I
just
got
like I like it, just like Abbey
just
Road.
Like
you
Abbey
know, like one does.
I mean, I just in the style of how I made that.
I
record.
Totally yeah, I just love it. It's like perfect.
And I'm glad this is going to be released later because I can't. This is a surprise for my mom. But
oh, nice.
I will tell you. So this song I wrote. It's called Stopped Making Sense, and I was inspired to write it after there's like these songwriting cards that give you prompts on what to write about, and one of the prompts I got said to write about a dead relative, and I was like, I've never written in that way, like
mm-hmm.
kind of more folky style, like about, I don't know, I just,
yeah.
I never thought to write about somebody in my life who had passed, and my mom's mom died of breast cancer when she was 7.
Hmm.
And I had never met her, and she's so much a part of me, and it's so strange, you know, not to meet
yeah.
a grandparent.
Totally.
I would see pictures of her, and I just kind of sat down. I wrote the song in like 20 minutes.
Mm.
It just poured out of me, and it's just kind of about how, you know, it's so strange. I never got to meet her, but I know she is a part of me. She's
yeah.
she's watching out for me, and yeah, and I. got my my little brother to sing harmonies on the album with me. So that's going to be the kicker, the tearjerker.
Totally. You haven't told your mom yet.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is she here tonight?
No.
Okay.
No. Her birthday's coming up soon, so I'm going to share the mix with her. And yeah.
That's cool. What's the name of the song?
Stopped Making Sense.
Stopped Making Sense.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
I think about you time to time, though we have never met. I've seen you black and white next to a military man. My mouth, my cheeks, my shoulders, and my self-made attitude. From what I hear, it sounds like I got all of them from you. It all stopped making sense when you. Without you, I saw you in my dream and asked you why you had to go. And you smiled like an angel and walked barefoot in the snow. It all stopped making sense when you left.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is the coolest thing ever. I want to tour in this.
Yeah, you can take it for a spin whenever you want.
Okay, yes. Awesome.
Or maybe we meet. Are you going to be touring? Where can people find you? You got, I mean, I know we're just right at the beginning of coming out of it, so you don't have to have any of that stuff lined up. But.
I know, I keep seeing people release like tour dates, and I'm like, oh God, I got to get my life together. I've got some shows trickled throughout the summer. A lot of shows like these, like house shows, yard shows, really just put on by other artists. It's super cool. But yeah, I'll start releasing some singles this summer.
Cool.
And hopefully some tours will come about in the fall or winter. Yeah. But
and we're Spotify. You're on Spotify.
I'm on Spotify and. I'm on Instagram, and you just got to spell my name right.
Okay, give it
to
us.
If you don't spell my name right, you might not find me. It's Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N.
E-N, that's the killer.
That's the kicker.
That's the killer there. You've got to get the E.
Yes, it's a weird thing. I don't know. My
it's
grandpa.
It's not the O, it's the E.
It's the E.
Listener.
Yeah, so that's, I'm there. I'm out in the ether.
All right, well, thanks for joining us. It'll be fun to listen to you.
Thank you. Cool. Thanks for having me.